Korchoim. Then in the case where you took the girl into it, you should also have to pay Bar Korchoi. Or if I get nicely, she has to marry you Bar Korchoi. Like, what do we say when you took her into it, Mefata? Then you have your choice if you want to, yes, if you don't want, you don't have to marry her. Why? Let's learn out the Pasha of Mefata from the Pasha of Ananusa. And just like Ananusa, the man has to marry her, maybe by Mefata also. So Maranistic Mar answers, no, how much more? The Pasuk says clearly, Moher Yemarenu Loi Liisha. It says by Mefata only if the man Mashma wants to marry her. With Ashun Loi to him means Midaitoi. Only if he wants to marry her, then he's supposed to marry her. But if he doesn't want to marry her, we don't do it, Bakoch. Then the Mishnah explains, Keshet Shoysha Batzitzai, what does that mean? No matter how ugly and how bad she is, still you have to marry her. Except only if, let's say, she's a Chai Vilavin to you, or else she's a Saita, then you don't have to marry her. So Amarav Kana, that Amrisa Lashmaita Kaimut Rav Zidman Adoyi, set us over in front of Rav Zidman Adoyi, that the question is, why, if your man is a mamzeris, she's a chai v'lavin, do we say, now let her marry you? Nay say essay, v'litzke lois essay. Why don't we say the Torah gives you a mitzvah essay from v'loi sil isha? If your man is the girl, now there's a mitzvah essay for you to marry her. What's stopping you from marrying mamzeris? That is a chai v'lavin? So usually we say essay, v'litzke lois essay. So how come here, why isn't it mutzvah for you to marry her? So Amali answered back, heichi amrinan. Nasi esse vinitcheloisa say, when do I say the esse is doicheloisa say, to goin mila b'tzaras? In a case where a person has a kid on his orlo, there's a negatzaras. Even though there's a lav hatori, you're not allowed to cut off the negatzaras on your body. But if it's on the mokam amila, that there's a mitzvah esse to cut off the orlo, you're allowed to cut it off even though there's a tzaras on it. Even though you're being over the lav, but we say esse doicheloisa say. Why? The loyeshele kiyum el yesei. There's no other way to do the essay unless you cut off the saras. Like the essay has to be done. So then we say the echol yesei. Abel hocha, but over here, when you talk the girl into it, true, there's a mitzvah for you to marry her, but this mitzvah does not have to take place. I amrit the loy binon. Let's say she says she doesn't want to get married to him. Mi yisel yesei klal. Is there an essay at all? In other words, it's not at all cases that we have this essay that he has to marry her. So Rashi learns the pshat is, Me'isal yesei klal means, Hashtonami malam denoisei loy merene roitza. We tell the girl, say you don't want to marry her. Don't want to marry him. Since when she says she doesn't want to get married, there's no mitzvah at all, and my shame came to marry the mamzeris is a loisasei. So this type of an essay, we do not say yesod echoloisasei. It's a shvacher essay like. It's not just a strong essay. The essay doesn't always take place. In a case where the girl says she doesn't want to get married to him, there's no essay for him to marry her. So therefore, since the essay doesn't have to take place, and it's possible at all times to talk the girl into it not to marry him, so therefore it's a shvacher essay. Therefore also, like Rashi says, we talk her into not getting married, and such an essay we do not say essay is doicha holos essay. So the Mishnah, Yisoyma shenes arso v'nizgasha, a girl that was Yisoyma means she doesn't have a father. Shenes arso, that she had erisin, v'nizgasha, and then she got married, then she got a get. Is Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer says, ho'oines chayiv, Yishno ho'oines is chayiv. Ho'oines chayiv. V'amefate poter. In the case of Mefati, you take a potter. Lezel's what oinus, when you force her into it, you have to pay a kenas. But on Mefati, when you force her, you have to pay a kenas. On Mefati, if you just talk her into it, you're potter for paying a kenas. Because since she's Yisoyma, she doesn't have a father, the money goes to her. Since the money goes to her, then the svar is, if you talked her into it and she agreed, it's called she's Meichel the money. Therefore, you don't have to pay the kenas. But when you force her, then you have to pay her the kenas.
Yeah, so more says like this. Omer Rabba Bar Bachono, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Loza, that's how Mishnah says, Rabbi Loza holds the oinus is chayiv, that you have to pay a knas, is Vishitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yomroi. He's going according to Rabbi Akiva, that we had before the Omer that says, Yeshla knas, even though the girl was once married, she was an Arusa, and she received a get, still she receives knas. Not like the other man we had before that says, the person says, Asher lo yerosa, so the other Matan Karma there said that she's potter from Kenas. She doesn't get Kenas. We hold no like Rabbi Kiva, that even though she was Narusa and she received the get, still she gets Kenas. And our Mishnah holds,
like Rabbi Kiva said before, like the Mishnah before, or kenasa liyatzma, that the kenas goes to her. So now mimai, what's the proof? It sounds like this. Mi diktani, since it says now Mishnah yisayma, in the case which does not have a father. Rabbi Lezer, oimero, oines, chayiv, mafata pota. For the Gemara yisayma pshita. By a regular yisayma, that's pshita, that's talocha. In the case where a girl doesn't have a father now, so the halacha is, if Yamana saw, Havada, you have to pay her the kenas. Since there's no father alive, the kenas goes to her, but by Mafata, we took her into it, like we had a swear before, she's Michael, she gave you permission to do it, so you put her for paying a kenas. So if the Mishnah only means the regular case of a Yisayma, she doesn't have a father, so Pshita, like why does the Mishnah have to go on and say, Shinasasov and Isgasha, that she also was married and she received the get? What do we need that for? Yisai Malone has this halacha. Ella, what the Mishnah means, it teaches like this. Ella, hokamash malon. The Mishnah means like this. The narush in a sarasov and his garsha. And the case where the girl is a regular narush, even though she has a father. But she received erisin. She was married. Vinizgasha, and she received the get. The halacha is now ki yisayma. That she has the same halacha as if another girl with that doesn't have a father. What does that mean? Ma yisayma. Just like in the case when Yaman is a girl, a Narab Sula, that does not have a father. The halacha is, liyatzma, the demshita, the kenas goes to her. Because the Torah only says, lavia narab, when there's a father, the father takes it. Like we said before, the svar is, really the money should go to her. Just the father gets the schus of the daughter. But when there's no father, pshita, she gets it. Is af, that's what our Mishnah means to teach us. Af narash in a sarasa. The same thing in the case of a girl that was married. And she received the get, you should know liyatzma, that the kenas goes to her, mamash like Rabbi Akiva shita before in the Mishnah, that since she received a kedushin and a get, she's not reshus to av anymore, the kenas does not go to the father, but rather the kenas goes to her. And this Gemara says, Omer Rab Zaira, that Omer Rabba Bar Shela, Omer Rab Hamnuna, Saba, that Omer Rab Ada Bar Rabba, Omer Rab, Halacha Kreb Loza, we pass like Kreb Loza in our Mishnah, that the Halacha of a Nisas, of a Nisgarsha, is the Halacha that she receives Kenas, but the Kenas goes to her, not to the father. Therefore, where she's a Mefuta, where you talked her into it and she agreed to do it, since she gave you permission, it's like she was Meichel, and you don't have to pay the Kenas. The Gemara says, Kori Rav Oled Rabbi Elazar, Rav called upon Rabbi Elazar that Tuvina de Chachimi, his Tuvina is a very good, a lucky Talmud Chacham. So Rashi learns, M'usha Shev Chachamim, like he's very lucky amongst the Talmud Chachamim. Ashrim Tagminim Tuvoi, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, the Talmud of Rabbi Kiva Hoyi, the Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, the Minim Bivamis, the Abu Ayavim Toi, the world was like without Torah. Had Shemar Rabbi Kiva, Eitzer Rabbi Sena Shibadarim, Vishon Alem Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Loza Ben Shemua. That Rabbi Kiva he had five Tamidim, and because of his five Tamidim, the Torah came back again. So here, this is Rabbi Loza Ben Shemua. So the Mishnah, Eizayu Boishes. What's called embarrassment? Like how do we account how much money you have to pay for the embarrassment? In the case where you're minus, where you force the girl, we say you have to pay for bushes, is hakol ufi amavayish. Who are doing by mafater also says the amount of a busha. Is hakol ufi amavayish, uvamizbayish. It depends upon the man that did it, and the girl that receives it depends how distinguished they are to know how much of embarrassment they have. And Rashi says, odem benini hamavayish boishtoi kosher, meyodem zerlol, or meyodem choshev. That an Odom Beinoni, that Hamavayish, is his embarrassment is harder than May Odom Zilul a nothing, or May Odom Choshev, Ve'amizbayish Nefi Cheshevusay B'shosay. Because depending upon how distinguished the person that gave it, or the person that received it, that's we go how much embarrassment there is. Pigam, what does it mean you have to pay for the Pigam? That means, in the case where you're minus the girl, or even you're mafata, is Roya Noisa, we see, Kilu Hi Shivcha. Let's look as if she's a Shivcha, she's a maid. Nimkeres Bashuk, that's being sold now on the market. Kama Hoisa Yofa, how much she would have been worth if the man didn't live with her yet, if she would have been a Psula still.
how much she's worth now that a man did live with her. So the difference in price, that's what you have to pay for her. That's called pagam, how much you made her worth less for the selling of a shivcha. Kenas, what about the chiyuv of kenas that we said you have to pay that shava b'choladim? Everybody is the same thing. Anytime a Torah puts an exact amount, that's called knas. There's no difference upon how valuable the person is and how not. But you have to pay 50 shkolim for the knas. By an oynis and by mafate, it's 50 shkolim, no matter how choshev the girl is, and no matter how fakert, how mezuzal she is. Still, it's 50 shkolim. Mora says now, v'yeyma, let's say, chamishim sloyim, maybe the Torah says you have to pay like 50 shkolim, maybe that's it. Like, how do we know to say you also have to pay boishes and pagam? We're saying excluding, like we said, the Mishnah says that a mafat has to pay three things, and a loinus has to pay four tsar. How do we know you have to pay this extra tsar and boishes and pagam? Maybe when the Torah says 50 shkolim, it's included everything. So Rabzera says, that doesn't make sense. Yomru Boal Bas Malochim Chamishim Boal Bas Adyotis Chamishim. That doesn't make sense. Like, if you boil a girl from the daughter of a king to the girl of a regular man, how can you say both cases are 50 shkolim? Like, there's a big difference in the busha, let's say, or in the pagam she has. There's a big embarrassment if she's a Bas Malochim or not. So Rashi says, Yomru Behechenu Chilik Shebenaya Meitzel Boishis Hilkach Yoyu Boishis. Like, again, that's not a swear to say, in the 50 should be included the boishes there also. Because boishes for sure depends upon how much embarrassment you have. So there are different cases of embarrassment. So how could a Torah say always there's one payment? Omaloy Abaya said, if so, Yochi, if so, Kabi Evid Nami, the same way if your shor kills an Evid. Yomru, let's say like this, the Torah says if your ox kills an Evid Kanani, somebody else's Evid Kanani, you have to pay Shloshim Shkolim. That's the Kanas you have to pay, Shloshim Shkolim. So here also, Yomru, let's say, Evid Nekev Magolius Shloshim. But it doesn't make sense, let's say you have a very good Evid, that Mamish finds diamonds for you. So him, you only have to, if you kill him, you only have to pay Shloshim 30 Shkolim. And Evid Oysa Maisa Machet.